Good morning, children. Today we are going to discuss the second module of Women, Caste and Reform. Last class, in detail, we have discussed about the condition of women. So the next part is caste and reform. Indian caste system is perhaps the world's longest surviving social hierarchy. Some of the social reformers also criticized caste inequality. Rajaram Mohan Roy quoted the ancient Buddhist text to criticize the caste system. Prarthana Samaj followed the Bhakti tradition, which believed in spiritual equality of all castes. The Paramahamsa Mandali was founded in Bombay in 1840 to work for the abolition of caste. Most of these reformers and members of these associations were from upper caste. They usually violated caste taboos regarding food and touch in secret meetings. During 19th century, Christian missionaries started setting up schools for tribal groups and lower caste children. Education gave them a tool to change their world. At the same time, many poor began to migrate to cities in search of jobs. Some also went to work in plantations in Assam, Mauritius, Trinidad and Indonesia. Work in these new locations gave them an opportunity to get rid of the oppression which they suffered at the hands of upper caste people back in their village. Our next point is demands for equality and justice. By the second half of the 19th century, people from within the lower caste began organizing movements against caste discrimination and demanded social equality and justice. The Satnami movement in central India was founded by Ghazidas, who came from a low caste, organized a movement to improve their social status. In eastern Bengal, Haridas Thakur's Matua sect worked among low caste, the Chandala cultivators. Haridas questioned Brahminical text that supported the caste system. Sri Narayana Guru, a guru from Irava caste, given his views on caste system as one caste, one religion, one God view for humankind. The next topic that we have to cover is Gulamgiri. Jyotira Phule, born in 1827, was known as one of the low caste leaders. He attacked the Brahmins, claimed that they were superior to others since they were Aryans. According to Phule, the upper caste had no right to their land and power. The land belonged to indigenous people who were called as low caste. Phule proposed that Shudras and Atishudras should unite to challenge caste discrimination. The Satya Shodhak Samaj was founded by Phule to propagate caste equality. Phule wrote a book named Gulamgiri, meaning slavery. He established a link between the conditions of the lower caste in India and the black slaves in America. In 20th century, the movement for caste reform was continued by Dr. B.R. Ambedkar and E.V. Ramaswamy Nayakar. During the pastime, we will see that point who could enter temples. Ambedkar was born into a Maha family. As a child, he experienced caste prejudice. In school, he was forced to sit outside the classroom on the ground and was not allowed to drink water from the taps that upper caste children used. In 1919, when he came back from USA, he wrote about upper caste power in contemporary society. In 1927, Ambedkar started a temple entry movement. His aim was to make everyone see the power of caste prejudices within the society. The non-Brahmin movement, that is the point, next point which is mentioned in your textbook. The non-Brahmin movement in the early 20th century was initiated by non-Brahmin caste that had acquired access to education, wealth and influence. They challenged Brahminical claims to power. E.V. Ramaswamy Naikar, known as Periyar, was from middle-class family. He founded the self-respect movement. He inspired the untouchables and asked them to free themselves from all religions in order to achieve social equality. Periyar was an outspoken critic of Hindu scriptures. The forceful speeches, writings, and movements of lower caste leaders led to rethink and self-criticism among upper caste nationalist leaders. So let us conclude by the statement, debate and struggles over caste continued beyond the colonial period and are still going on in our own times. Thank you.